Welcome once again to Leto's Law. Here's Steve Leto.
Dooley and a few other people sent me this story, and it's a scary concept. Depends on how it plays out. This version of the story is from Mashable.com. Chase D. Benedetto wrote it. If you watch certain YouTube videos, investigators demanded your data from Google. So another way of putting this is that investigators have approached Google and said, we want to know who watched certain videos. Give that information up. So, as Chase writes, if you've ever jokingly wondered if your search or viewing history is going to put you on some kind of watch list, your concern may be more than warranted, because it's going to happen to somebody. In now unsealed court documents reviewed by Forbes, Google was ordered to hand over the names, addresses, telephone numbers, and user activity of YouTube accounts and IP addresses that watched certain YouTube videos, which is part of a larger criminal investigation by federal investigators. So it turns out that these are court documents which suggest that they went to a court and got a search warrant and said, give us this information. The videos were sent by undercover police to a suspected cryptocurrency launderer under the username, and I'm not going to give the name here because I don't think that's important, but in conversations with the Bitcoin trader, investigators sent links to public YouTube tutorials on mapping via drones and augmented reality software, Forbes says. The videos were watched more than 30,000 times, presumably by thousands of users unrelated to the case. And also, do we know for a fact that that person watched the video? They might not have. I'll let you know right now, I get dozens and dozens and dozens of messages a day saying, Steve, watch this video, watch that video. I don't watch videos from links that people email to me. I haven't got time. If I watched those videos, I would literally have nothing else to do. I couldn't even sleep. So YouTube's parent company, Google, was ordered by federal investigators to quietly hand over all such viewer data for a week-long period in 2023, which was the first week of January. But Forbes can't confirm if Google had complied. That's an interesting point. The mandated data retrieval is worrisome in itself, according to privacy experts. Federal investigators argued the request was legally justified as the data would be relevant and material to an ongoing criminal investigation, including by providing identification information about the perpetrators. Again, assuming they watched the videos. So that was their justification. In a case out of New Hampshire, police had requested similar data during the investigation of threats that were being streamed live to YouTube. But that order specifically requested viewership information at select timestamps during the live streams. With all law enforcement demands, we have a rigorous process designed to protect the privacy and constitutional rights of our users while supporting the important work of law enforcement, a Google spokesperson told Forbes. We examine each demand for legal validity consistent with developing case law. We routinely push back against overbroad or otherwise inappropriate demands for user data, including objecting to some demands entirely. So Google says, look, we get asked all the time. We do not always give them what they ask for. Privacy experts, however, are worried about the kind of precedent the court's order creates, citing concerns over the protections of the First and Fourth Amendments. This is the latest chapter in a disturbing trend where we see government agencies increasingly transforming search warrants into digital dragnets. That's the executive director of the Surveillance Technology Oversight Project, or STOP. It's unconstitutional, it's terrifying, and it's happening every day. I do not know how often it is happening. That is the entire story from Mashable. But that's really all you need to know. And so as technology progresses and changes and evolves, you discover that the law enforcement activities also have to change and evolve along the way. So as you can imagine, there was a time when they might drop a search warrant on a telephone company and go, give us, you know, the phone numbers of every single person who called this phone on this particular day or something. And so there have always been kinds of records out there kept by businesses about you that might be very, very intrusive in the hands of the wrong people. And so, of course, nowadays, when you're on the internet, your actions are being tracked by all kinds of entities out there. And so Google, of course, running YouTube, has, I think it's over a billion distinct users in a given month. 1 billion people. So YouTube itself is quite a popular platform. And so for them to come along and say, okay, we've got this one particular video. tell us every single person who watched it in this 1 week. I'd be curious to know how big that number was. And of course, it depends on the video. You know, I've got some videos. I've got some videos I put up that don't do that well. And, you know, a few thousand people watch them. It's been a while since I had one that didn't break 1,000. But now, they usually get 15 or 20,000 views the first day. And I'm talking about really bad videos that don't do that well. However, if somebody were to say, hey, we know for a fact that this bad guy watched one of Steve's videos. We know that for a fact. So the bad guy we're looking for is in the group of people, the set of people who've watched that video. Therefore, give us the information on every single person who watched that video. And, you know, that is a dragnet. That's and dragnet, by the way, in this context, they're talking about the fact that in an attempt to catch something, you just drag a net and just literally sweep up everything in the general area. And so, you know, it seems to be a little bit overbroad. You know, of course, the scary part is they've got this information on you to begin with. But we've known that for a while. I've been talking about this for a while, about how much information all your various things gather about you and then who they give it to you behind your back. When you're not paying attention, your car is snitching on you and so on. So is your smartphone. And now, so is Google on occasion. But I give them credit because they said specifically that we are following the, you know, evolving case law. We've got a legal department and we examine every request closely. And so the interesting thing is we don't know enough of the procedure here. Because generally speaking, what would happen is somebody would go to a judge and say, look, we have a reason to believe that they've got information we need. What's the information? The information is all the information on the people who viewed a particular video. And they probably said, well, there's billions of videos on YouTube and we just want the information on one video or two videos or whatever it might be. And that sounds like a small number. But then you go, oh, but it's been viewed by tens of thousands of people. So we want the information on tens of thousands of people. And suddenly you realize, okay, this is an extremely broad search. Couldn't you narrow it a little better than that? And like I said, the bigger question I have is, how do we even know the bad person, who, by the way, is presumed to be good for our purposes, but the person they're looking for, how do we even know that they looked at the video? They might not have. So there's a chance that you're sweeping up all these people and turns out, no, they didn't even watch the video for all we know. So that's a concern. But of course, the other concern you have, and this is, of course, getting back to the first sentence of the story, where if you have ever wondered if watching a video put you on a watch list, that is always a concern, is that what if somebody came along one day and said, hey, you know something? People shouldn't be watching that video. So we should ask Google to take it down, but also give us the names of every single person who watched it, and let's go talk to them about why they watched that video. And suddenly you realize that in the hands of the wrong people, this information could be very, very hurtful. So there's that. But as of right now, we don't know if YouTube turned the information over. That's something we don't have in the story. But we do know that YouTube got served with the warrant saying, give us this information on everyone who watched this video in a 1 week period. And that would be a ton of information. And I assure you, if they're looking for one or two people, a whole bunch of innocent people got swept up in that. And they might never know. They might never know. And by the way, how many times have you been on YouTube just poking around and you either saw a video that looked interesting, so you clicked on it, or it auto-played you a video, just said, oh, here's the next video. And 3 seconds in, you said, eh, nothing, and you clicked off of it. And so that's another thing a lot of people don't stop to think about. When a video has been viewed a million times, does not mean a million people logged in and watched it from beginning to end. More likely than not, of those million people, the average person made it to like the 25 or 35% mark of the video before turning it off. Some people might have watched it all the way to the end, but many people bail quite early. And so if somebody had literally been just sitting at their desk doing other work and a video played and it auto, you know, suggested another video and that video played and then it suggested a third video and it was this video for whatever reason, and it started playing, you go, I don't need to know about this, and you clicked off of it. Ah, that's too bad because you watched the video. according to the records that show that it played on your screen, on your desk. So that's one of the reasons that we're so worried about this. So Dooley, thanks for sending it. Everybody else as well. From Mashable.com, Chase D. Benedetto wrote that if you watched certain YouTube videos in a particular time frame, investigators demanded your data from Google, part of a larger investigation. Questions or comments, put them below. Let's talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Thank you for watching Leto's Law. The first step is you have to say that you can.